I rise today in strong opposition to the recent Supreme Court decision in Maryland versus King. As Justin Scalia warned in his brilliant dissent, a consequence of this week's ruling is that your DNA can now be taken and entered into a national DNA database if you are ever arrested, rightly or wrongly, or for whatever reason. On the day I was sworn in, I pledged that I would be a staunch defender of individual liberties and of our Constitution, an unwavering advocate for freedom. This includes upholding the Fourth Amendment to our Constitution that protects us against unreasonable search and seizures. I strongly disagree with the five justices in this case who held that DNA collection is just another metric of identification, like a name or fingerprint. It is not. It's an intrusive invasion of privacy and property that should never be allowed before a person has even been tried, convicted, or served a warrant. As my Senate colleague Ted Cruz warned, unchecked government power and intrusive personal databases pose real risks to our liberty. I yield back.